Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, thank you. So glad to have all of you with us. Hadn't really planned to do a show today, but as the afternoon wore on and we're in the gloomy doldrums of rain, you know, I said, come on, Jim, I think we should do another show. And he said, yeah, let's do it.
You don't know.
So here we are. Those of you that may be listening to us who are new to the show, clarify.
Rectify. That, yeah. Magnify. Amplify.
Edify. Okay. I just want to let you know, I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards, not tarot, not oracle, not angel, not any of the many beautiful systems that are out there. And I do. I have respect for them all. This is the only one I've studied for 30 plus years, and it serves me well. So I wanted to share with all of you a real quick little story about this afternoon. I had a session, one-on-one session, with a lady from California. She's out there. I believe it's the Sacramento area, but
doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway, she had a very pressing concern about the fact that there was water in her yard and it was getting moldy, and she could not at all figure out where this water was coming from. It was soaking her patio stones and they were starting to move. She had contacted her HOA. What does that mean? Housing
Something
overlords.
Housing Nazis. I don't know.
And they said, well, that's not a pressing problem, so we're going to have to just put that on the back burner for now. Well, she asked in her cards, and you know, I'll tell you, it isn't very often that I'm foot and horseback. She wanted to know, was this going to be an issue that she'd have to be responsible for? Bottom line, I couldn't get a definitive answer from the cards. And I said, but I do think you should call somebody to have them come over from the city, let them check it out, to make sure that this isn't going to blossom. You know how things go. You sort of ignore something, and the next thing you know, she could be wading in a river in her yard. Mm-hmm. Well, she did get somebody over from the city, and she let me know that it's not the housing unit sprinkler system, which she thought it might be, and it isn't her responsibility. So they've got to snip out a water problem somewhere around that property. But it was interesting to me that I felt that the cards had failed me. But the thing is, I was posing to them questions that were not viable for an answer, because I couldn't get the clarity, you know, that I needed, where I would say, oh, yes, this is something pertaining to your dwelling, or, oh, no, this is their sprinkler system. So I thought that was interesting, that I got nowhere, really, with reading, and it disturbed me, because these cards, the only thing they ever do, which annoys the heck out of me, is they'll often say, what you're asking is on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know right now. Oh, that irritates me. So anyway, we're now going to get started. We've got some lining up. And do remember, a lot of these middle-of-the-week shows, or, you know, that we do, normally we're on Mondays on newsforthesoul.com, which is also broadcast over Blog Talk Radio. We consider these shows we do beyond News for the Soul to be overflow shows for those people that can't join us on Monday. That shows that 6 p.m. Eastern, that's still 3 o'clock Oats Rest.
That's a strictly call-in show.
Yes, so it is.
They don't have any flexibility on that unless the calls go dead.
Because she has other things
right.
lined up.
Yeah, because she just usually doesn't ever have the lack of callers.
Ever. Right. So,
Ever. Unless she has technical difficulties.
Yeah, just wanted you to know we're also testing, like doing market research to see which nights are really popular nights for us. Because those of you that know, we used to be attached to a radio station out of Los Angeles, and it was on Fridays, and that was a dud show. We were lucky, weren't we, sometimes to get two callers.
The last couple of years were bad. They started out, they were doing all right when they actually were on the radio, you know, real radio. They used to really broadcast on AM and FM.
Yeah. So I'm going to stop talking now and let Jimbo talk. Go for it, Jim.
Okie dokie pokey. I'm going to remind everybody the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Let's hope everybody enjoys themselves. That's our disclaimer. Also, we want to let everybody know that if you're international, let us know. We'll give you a shout-out. We already gave Laura from Canada a shout-out before the show officially started even. So let us know. We are happy. We love our folks abroad. So, and we, you know what? If you're in Hawaii or Alaska, we give an international shout-out, too. Even though you're not international,
we'll
you're
do
long
it anyway.
Ways away. So, all right? Okey-dokey.
Yes.
All right. Call in. Multiple means to call in. Number one priority method is the telephone, big old telephone, 515-602-9676. Call in. You'll get automated messages telling you you're going on hold, and you will go on hold, and you will hear the show, and everything's cool because I can see you on a list. Even though you may seem like you're waiting forever, you really aren't, but you're not forgotten. And bottom line is I see you on a list. You will not be forgotten. You get disconnected, call right back. Boom, boom. It happens. Cell phones drop. Cell phones drop too all the time. Do damn things. You can also Skype in. And that phone number, it's not widely known that you can just Skype a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Secondary method would be to Messenger, Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor Show, Deborah Lee.
And you would come to us through this lovely portal.
Well, for those that are watching, we're using that's our platform. You can use whatever platform, phone. Typically, people a lot of times just use their phone. It's easy.
If you call in here.
Or a laptop.
You can go ahead and do video call. But if it gets real sketchy, we want you to switch to just audio.
Yeah, so if there could be some kind of data transfer issue somewhere on your end, our end, or in between, and it can get choppy, then we'll just say switch to audio, and then usually smooths right out. But it's only once in a while that the video screws up. So, but you just never know, especially folks that are folks that are far away, but that doesn't. We've had pretty good luck with a lot of our UK folks doing the videos.
Amazingly, yes.
So let's just say. But now here's the deal with the Messenger. Do not Messenger us until we ask, because we don't. This thing doesn't have an automatically put you on hold silently and chill system. Messenger does. So we're gonna have to go bye bye if you do it right in the middle of a call or when we're not ready. But you can call back when we ask. So we will ask. We will say, hey, now's the time to Messenger us. Then and only then do you Messenger us. So any other time, don't do it. Don't do it. And last but not least, if you can't do either, and it happens, we'll go right to the folks that are on Facebook Live. Maybe there's someplace at work or someplace where they can't do that, but they can type. We'll go to you folks last, but not least, if we have to. And we've done it. And you can type in your question, and you'll get a reading on air. So those are your ways.
And if we get toward the top of the hour, or is it the bottom? I think it's the bottom of, I don't know. Anyway, when we get toward the ending of the show, we will extend, which is something we can't do on Monday.
Yeah, we're not going to, yeah, right. Mondays, there's no chance because she has a show butted right up against it at 7. But, yeah, we're not going to cut somebody off. Hey, here's your reading. Goodbye. Yeah.
All righty.
All right, we got four callers stacked up. We thank you for your patience, and we're going to get the show.
Did you talk about noise?
Oh, that's true. Etiquette, yeah, for the people on the phone. Messenger, I guess so. If you're on your cell phone doing Messenger, please watch out for background noises, period. It's really bad on our end because of the internet stuff. For those that are calling in, please jump off a speakerphone when we go live to you. If you can, sometimes you can't, but I mean, it's speakerphone and Bluetooth on our end doesn't seem to work too good for us. So please, and watch out, have a seat, relax, don't multitask anymore, chill out, don't get bouncy running around with wind blowing and stuff. If it gets bad enough on our end, we're going to have to 86 you, sorry. We can't. It sounds like a foreign language sometimes when it's really background noises are crazy. It's speakerphone too. So that's the deal. That's the name of that tune. All right, like Tony Beretta would say.
Is that who said that?
Yep. All right, we're going to go to our first caller, which is area code 651, which is in the great state of Minnesota. 651, you're caller number one.
Welcome to the show there, Minnesota. And what is your name, as if we have to ask?
It's a formality.
It's Christiana, again.
Yes, of course. Hello, my dear.
A little bit.
How are you doing? How was your day?
I'm okay. It was okay. How was yours?
Yeah,
ours was pretty fast. It went fast.
I was busy.
Yeah, so now we had an interesting talk with you last night. So now I'm wondering, where are we going with your reading today?
What would you like to know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm very interested in the dream world. So I had a dream, and I believe that. I'm not sure, but I think that Hecate, the goddess, was in the dream, and I was being shown a lake, but it was black water, and I kept saying that I didn't want to see it, but she kind of made me see it.
Okay. Gee, I wish I was well-versed. I can look in the cards, but I wish I was well-versed in dream interpretation. So just bear in mind that usually a lot of it is very symbolic.
Mm-hmm,
but now if you're being visited by this goddess who we've been talking about for a couple of days, there's an element there where this could actually be your reality with her. So what were you frightened about the black water? What made you scared?
Well, I didn't know what was there. I wouldn't look at first, and then I finally looked, and it was just black water. So I don't know if you have any insights from the cards or something.
It's striking me as the unknown and the fact that, did you feel like it was deep water?
Yes.
That's also, it strikes me, that could mean that the future seems overwhelming and you were hesitating. You didn't want to look into the water.
Yeah, I guess see what the cards say.
All right, I'm going to look at the cards now.
Because a lot of people could have a lot of different interpretations on it. But like Deb said, we never looked at studied this in a college or anything, dream interpretation. But there are people that do and write books on it. There are people that are experts in this field. It's very interesting. I have listened to morning shows on my way to work, and they've had an expert on there who wrote books and stuff, and they would call in, and she was bam, right on it with about their dreams.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing. It was pretty cool, actually. It was really entertaining just to listen to, even though I wasn't the one calling in. It was entertaining. It's really pretty amazing.
Yeah,
some of it makes sense when she explains it. It's that makes sense. Sometimes you're wow, okay. It's all right. The cards are going down, my dear.
Yes, and anybody new that's listening or watching us on Facebook Live as we're streaming, I'm using a 24-card layout. I don't just grab a couple random cards. This is what I use in practice when I'm meeting with others for their readings. On the show, we can only give you one layout, generally about one question, so that everybody gets a chance. But if you arrange a session with me privately, then you will get many layouts.
Yeah, many as it takes.
Yeah.
You can ask more than one question. I mean, it's your block of time then. I keep interrupting Christiana. So do you have anything else to add before she tells you what she sees?
No.
No?
No.
Okay,
cool. I thought I was cutting her off a bunch of times. I felt bad.
Your cards are really shifting from when I first met you. There is a real sense of being attracted or led, called even, to the future that lies before you. And the goddess, what I'm feeling that she is trying to convey to you is that she would like you to take these dreams and interpret them into art. And I'm going to tell you something. She seems very fixated on helping you heal. And you did send me a message saying, I hope I got this right, that this is about mystery, that she...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I see very clearly that this goddess is going to be a guiding light for you, Christiana, really. And there is tremendous success ahead of you, which I feel you are beginning to accept. And I'm not going to blow my own horn, but I'd like to think that these readings have maybe helped a little bit. Because when you get one of these, thank you. When you get one of these personal prophecy readings, your personal vibration is elevated. And this is an awesome time to do manifestation, the law of attraction. And to word those things, word your, what you're sending out, the messages you're sending out, to word them carefully into statements of, I know this is coming. I feel it's going to happen. Instead of, I need, I want, I'm not going to get it, because the universe will reflect back. It mirrors what we're sending out. And if we send that out, it's as if you're saying, gee, I love to be needy and to want and to, you know, be miserable. And that isn't what we are intending at all. So I'm really proud that you're taking the steps you are, my dear, because you and I are aware you've had a very difficult childhood and years beyond that. And now it's like a sunrise over darkness for you. So you watch and see. And I still see an element of people that are going to be envious of her. Pay them no mind. They can go and do their own amazing feats, you know, and have their own success rather than become obsessed with where you're going.
Yeah, people need to worry about themselves.
Yeah, and the internet is, in a sense, an ugly place for that because of all the trolls and the, you know what I mean. Everybody knows what I mean. So definitely, you're going to go places. I feel that you're going to actually take your art, which I see tremendous promise in, and I see she will travel to different gallery showings and different art festivals, et cetera. So back to your initial question before we have to move on. I just want you to know that this goddess is very close to you. She is she wants you to look into that water. I think there's something there for you to see. And I don't think it's scary or going to rock your world in a bad way. But I feel like she is really trying to lead you toward a level of understanding that you haven't just yet reached. I really like her, just the way she presents herself in your reading. Really like her.
I like her too. Yeah, me too.
All right. So,
well, I tried to get the question was fresh. So,
yeah, cool. We like that.
Yeah, and you listen to all. Call as often as you'd like. There's no restriction, no limitation.
Well, once per show.
Right, because.
But any show you want, anytime.
And Friday and Saturday of this week, we're going to hold a drawing, bit of a little contest. And winners are going to receive private sessions with moi.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they will be gift readings for you. And if you
mini readings, yeah.
And if you'd like, you're welcome to give them away to others if you want to. So you'll have to be here, though, to participate.
Must be present.
Yeah.
Like they say.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I love that your card is shifting away from the darkness into the light. That's beautiful.
Go to the night.
Yeah, beautiful. So thank you, hon. Have a great rest of the week.
Alrighty. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll try.
We shall talk again.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Where are we going next there,
Maestro?
Right,
we're moving on. We're going to area code 423, Tennessee, 423.
Tennessee, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen.
And you.
Hi, guys. It's Luna.
There she is, Luna. Hey, I like that newest TikTok you put up, if it is new. The one where you're wearing that little checkered kind of bandana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're the one thinking these up, you do have quite the talent for this.
Creativity.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, thank you.
So, honey, what brings you to the show?
I was just wanting to, you know, cast out a net and see if anybody on the other side had any messages for me, whether it be Amber, my grandparents, or, I mean, my grandmothers, or my father-in-law.
Those that have passed.
Now, the mother, or the grandmother, you sent me her picture, I believe. Is that the...
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I am mixing you up with somebody else.
Now the mother or the grandmother.
Stories.
Hit the delete key. I just remembered. That's Terry Sue. All right. Are you having some issues?
Yep. I got Facebooked. It's a new verb.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like.
To take it in shorts. Facebooked.
All right. Here we go. So let's see who wants to talk. Repeat again. You've got your grandparents, right?
Right.
My grandmothers. One's a grandmother and one's a great-grandmother.
Oh,
and then
okay.
My father-in-law and then Amber.
And Amber. Do you have dreams about these people, Luna?
About Amber mostly, yeah.
Look who's on hold next.
Oh, good.
Hopefully we'll get to them and
okay.
You don't have to depart. Anyway.
And hopefully they want to talk. Sometimes the you know, they're these spiritual entities.
True. You can only do what the cards show you, and if they don't really reveal anything, then you're going to...
Oh, but they are. They're
oh,
talking.
She's already seeing
oh, yeah.
cards up and down revealing stuff. Because we like stuff.
Stuff.
Stuff. Right.
Now, this one is not Amber, because I know the face card for Amber. And who is the other female? Well, there's two females, right?
Yeah, my grandmother and my great-grandmother.
And to the folks that can actually, our Facebook Live viewers, they got a perfect view of
well,
the
they
layout.
Do, yeah.
You can perfectly see how this is done. Blog Talk, howdy. You can only hear the cards go flip, but if you're on... watching our live video feed on the Psychic Love Doctor show on Facebook, you can see the cards go down and how it's pretty cool.
I think this is your grandmother, not the great-grandmother. Not that she wouldn't send you a message like this that's coming through, but this one is very intent on getting this message to you. You can, I mean, I can't even comprehend or share with you the depth of love this woman has for you. It, you know, spiritually, it is total pure love for you, definitely. And then I see the father-in-law that passed away. He's becoming more and more adapted, but this was a man who did not want to pass away when he did. Has he been gone long? Not that time matters to them.
No, to her.
It will be 6 years in October.
Well,
that's a relative term.
He wants you to know that he's engaged in a certain, it's coming through as like work, but it's not like toiling. It's like, it's coming through to me like carpentry work, but I don't know what they would be building.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a symbolic thing, too,
yeah.
I guess, seeing too, carpentry. It might not be, obviously, not building anything physically.
Right, but right. He's working on something.
Right.
Project, and he's very proud of it, and he just wanted you to know that he's actively engaged in that project. So, and as
oh, okay.
for you, looking to see if there's something else here, I'm seeing a very strong possibility under sure to come true, and you all know how much I love that designation.
Long time.
A real sense of vitalization in terms of marriage. And there's a husband here. I think it's the one you already have.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that there's awareness being gained that this is not a marriage to ever just trash or throw away. I mean, there's a lot of feeling there, a lot of commitment to vows. So I thought I'd share that with you.
Yes, that's the thing about these readings is you can get secondary information that you didn't even ask about.
And that's true also because people change their minds also.
Oh, yeah.
And so as they're going through these evolutions, I like to share what I'm seeing, if it, even if it isn't part of your...
Right, even your question.
Current, yeah,
right.
Question.
Yep.
So I know this is not an easy time for you, hon, but things are going to get better. You know, it seems like you're keeping a lot bottled up inside. Try to find a good, well, like how Amber would have been, had been for you when she was still among us. Somebody that you can really pour your heart out to. And that can be sometimes difficult. If you have family members that have taken a stance, they have their opinions, they're not going to be very understanding. So you got to find somebody that you could really talk to and open up to.
Right.
But I really feel that you're a very strong girl, and you've got these family members in spirit that just are around you like they are bodyguards, you know. So I think that you could feel very comforted by that.
Awesome.
I do.
Honey, you are greatly loved, greatly loved. And it's always wonderful to hear from you.
Absolutely, yes. We love the 423 area code.
And the more you get a reading, everyone, the more clarity and the more things start to actually happen in your life.
Indeed.
So, all righty. Well, have a good week.
All right. And, thank you, guys.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk to you again.
Well, we hope to see you on the weekend.
Or if not sooner.
All right.
Yeah.
Talk to you
all
soon.
Right. All right, hon. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. All right.
Okay, we're close to the halfway point of the show, so before we take another call, we're going to quickly do our thing and remind everybody this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
Right,
Joe. Have a good show. And we want to give an international shout-out to Mike from England.
Mike, good to have you with us.
Yeah, he's been here every day for many moons straight.
And if you'd rather not call as when we get further into the show, Mike, you could always... compose a question.
Yeah, we'll turn to you folks.
Yeah.
Like I say, phone call is the number one priority. Messenger folks are next, and we will tell you when to messenger us. Don't just do it randomly.
Yes.
Right now, let's see. All right, we're going to our next caller, which we haven't had a caller from this radio for a long time. 806 Texas, 806. Who do we have?
Hi, welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Hi, this is Ann.
Oh, yes. Hi, Ann.
Welcome.
We've missed
Hi,
you.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
You're doing
it's been
well.
A long time.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right. They still talk occasionally about monkeypox and COVID.
I mean, you're going to worry about asteroids. You know, it's like, screw it. You know, what are you going to do? Worry yourself to death?
And I was very shocked when I heard in the news today about that elementary school
that
in
shooting.
Texas. That was...
Yes, it's terrible.
Unbelievable. What? Why, is it bothering you, Jim?
Yeah, because we might get a messenger, folks. So.
It will flip to that page. 14 children murdered. And
right.
By an 18-year-old gunman. I don't know what's going on in this world.
Crazy.
Yeah. So
it's horrible.
It is indeed. Yeah, words don't have it. That's why. Let's move on to Anne.
Yeah, Anne, tell us what you've got for us.
Well, everything seems to be good, so I just want to get a checkup. But I am looking forward to we're having this business expo here on Thursday at our local civic center, and I'm one of the people that got picked. There's two of us. And the guy in charge said, I picked you guys because y'all are really outgoing. So I'm really excited that I get to represent my university at this business expo.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
Just wanted a checkup to see how everything's going.
All right.
Cool. Now, is this like a convention where you have a little booth set up, or is this like
yes,
a stand-up?
Yes, it is. It's networking with other businesses, yes.
Okay, so you get to walk around and you get to meet and greet then, huh?
Right.
Oh, it sounds like
maybe I get to meet somebody.
Yeah, so,
I enjoy those
yeah,
so
that's
much.
Yeah, everybody's usually very positive and happy to be there, so it should be a lot of fun.
Right.
And especially you seem like such a social person.
Well, that's why I just chose
I think you'll really enjoy it.
They didn't choose. Yeah, they didn't choose somebody that's going to be a turtle and hide in their shell. Can't have that at all.
I'm excited because they chose me to represent, and you know, I just feel like you know they're feeling more comfortable with me and allowing me to do more.
Well, that's terrific.
Awesome. Is that a one-day event?
It's an all-day event, yes.
Yeah, one day. Okay, that's cool. Is it a weekday, weekend? I'm just curious.
It'll be Thursday. It's going to be a weekday. So it'll be Thursday. And then we're off on Friday. So I'll have
nice.
A four-day
right.
weekend this week.
Yeah,
so I think it's a great way to end my work week.
That is. That's cool. So that'll be like a Friday junior with
you
a 4-day
weekend.
You
might have to have a glass
right.
of wine at the end of that day.
She's going to have a grand old time,
Good news here. There's a new man for you to meet. He's walking into your life. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's at this expo that you're doing.
Yay.
And he's very charming. I'm seeing him as a guy who very likely will be wearing a suit, but he's much more comfortable in like a t-shirt, shorts, and you know, so it's a little bit stuffy for him that way. But he's got a lot of charisma, and he's under the designation of what you don't expect. So I think it'll be very interesting for you, and hopefully you'll have some good news to share with us. Now, on the flip side, something that came out quite prominently is pertaining to your house, and it's looking to me like possibly the taxes being raised or an assessment coming through, and you aren't going to be happy about it. Who's ever happy
when
the city wants more money?
Somebody wants more money. Somebody wants to dig in your pockets.
We have a ridiculous yearly tax here called personal property tax. It's like if you buy a new vehicle, you're going to keep paying, explain it, Jim, taxes on it every single year.
Not like a house. You pay it on your car, boats. I think even like trailers, stupid-ass trailer. Yeah, they charge you property. They get you one way or the other.
And when you
it's
unbelievable. The first time Daryl had bought a new truck, and the first year it was $4,500, and they don't take any payments. You have to handle it. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So, but I do feel something is coming. It looks like it's on paper, and you just won't be very pleased about it because it is something pertaining to the home. So the first thing I thought is taxes. Or an assessment. They're going to fix the street or what is it, the sidewalk, whatever it might be.
Yeah, replace it.
How is Danielle?
Okay.
She's coming through in
these
cards. Is she? Because in her card, in your card, she's a little, in a bit of a struggle there. And
she is homesick.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way to get around that. I mean, that's...
It's
like
growing up.
It is. You just, it's a pool. It's cold. You got to just jump in, and then after a while, you'll get used to it.
Now, I'm going to be spending, starting in the end of June, 24th around, I'm going to be in Texas for 2 months, but I will still be doing the show remotely. And one of the places I'll be, and I don't know what your proximity is to this, one of them is, I have an Army son who is stationed now at Fort Hood. Is that by Colleen? Yeah.
Yes, it is. Colleen, that's it. My son was stationed there for a couple of years.
How do you like it?
I guess he liked it. He lived off base.
Well, yeah.
He didn't say much about it.
Well, I mean, it's just,
but I know that base is really, really big.
Yes, it's huge, and
he's from there.
I'm going to help his darling Japanese wife, who has some command of English, but she needs to make a lot of doctor visits.
She'll get better. She hasn't used it at all because she lives in Japan.
Yeah, she's speaking Japanese.
You don't use it much there, you know,
So the other place I'm going is what I've heard is a Dust Bowl and that is Midland.
Okay, Midland's like 2 hours from where I am, and okay, Killeen's about 5 hours.
Okay, so the closer one, I may get a chance to pop over and see you. I can't promise. We'll have to see how it all goes.
You got 2 months.
Well, maybe we can pop in and see you.
That would be awesome.
Right.
So I would love that. And that goes for the rest of you. If I'm ever in an area that's close to you, I'd love to meet any of the rest of you. As I say, you've got a man coming. And this guy is ripe for picking. He is not just a dater. He's he's not a player. He's tired of, you know, women play a lot of games too. And he's tired of that. Real tired of that. He's looking for that one man woman.
Okay.
And you could be a real real candidate for that. So
yes, I could.
Your cards look really good, but
did you call yesterday and had to hang up?
I did call the other day and I had to hang up. Yeah, I was busy and stuff, but yeah.
Whatever day it was, we thought like, oh, goody, and then oh shoot, I guess they couldn't wait that long.
And I think I even called again, but I was like, oh, I have to hang up again. So I thought today is the day. I'm at home.
Life is life. Life, you got to take care of life. We understand. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, I hope that you will contact us on the weekend if you get a chance after the
I think that we've been on more and more. Yes.
Well,
yeah,
yes,
we are.
We're trying to find our
more
sweet spot. Yeah, we're trying to find where Tuesdays have always been good.
And we like to keep people on their toes, too. don't expect everything. Sometimes we like to surprise you.
I'm seeing that you will eventually here be invited to a farewell party for somebody that's either retiring, they're moving away. Hmm. This is somebody that you've had a really good friendship with. And
good.
So you've got some very nice social events coming up, too. For a checkup, this is a good one. I would love these to be my cards.
Yeah, and you know when people
I'll keep you posted.
Oh,
And you know when people are kind of looking for a checkup, that means their life is pretty – they're pretty content with it.
Yeah, they don't have an immediate issue.
They don't mean like, oh, my God, I got to know this one thing.
Right.
All right, things are going pretty cool in life. They're rolling with things. Yep.
Now, about this man, I feel he is – I know it's a cliche, but he's tall, dark, and handsome is really coming through. So a Latino type, I think. And I get the sense he's very attractive. You might look at him and think, why is a guy like you not, you know, snatched up?
A single, right. Why are you single?
Yeah.
Right.
And the thing is, he's tired of shallow women. And I don't know if you know, I don't know if you know, but a lot of women and men are using those filters now that make them look flawless. And then when they show up, these the partners or that came to date him are like, oh my God, who are you? You know, so you will be a breath of fresh air. Let's put it that way for him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, good. He could be a breath of fresh air for me too.
I can't wait for to meet him.
True that.
So you enjoy the rest of your week, and we will catch up with you.
Yes, I sure will be checking in.
All right, love that. Take care.
All right.
And give our best to
you
Danielle.
Too.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, y'all have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, that's one of the people, everybody, that we got to know simply through the shows. I have actually had people send me feedback who have said, that's really nice to go come and watch your show, and you only give readings to all your friends. Well, they became friends by being regulars for the show. And the more that I read for you, the more I feel invested in what's going on with you and more familiar.
No, and we pick everything in the order we get it.
Yeah,
and Deb can see that I actually, because our radio system juggles them around sometimes in a weird order, but I keep track of who was first.
Did you just lose somebody?
We lost 610. You can call back if you get a chance there, 610. Let's move on to our caller, because we have Facebook people that we may get to you, folks. It's all cool.
I see no reason why we won't.
And we want to say international shout out to Terry Sue.
Terry Sue.
She's been here watching for a little bit, but it was at the start of Anne's reading, so I couldn't really jump in.
You're the one that sent me the picture of Grandma. Very sweet, lovely looking lady. I hope we hear from you. And all of you.
All of you. Yes, 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 indeed. All right, we have plenty of show left. Like I said, we will extend it if somebody, we're not going to cut somebody's reading to death. We will extend it if need be. We're going to go to area code 410 right now. And Danielle, we see you on hold.
Hello, Danielle.
But right now it's 410 Maryland. Welcome to the show, 410.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Tabitha.
Tabitha.
Hi, Tabitha.
Have you called us before?
No, but I sent you an email recently.
Oh.
Okay, well, we have a lot of emails.
The email asking about my marriage.
Yeah.
It was the other day, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your number.
Well, I'm glad that you've called. It makes a reading much more personal when we can talk live.
Yes, yes. It'll go quicker and better and all that
so
stuff.
So, Tabitha, I was going to ask you, would you like to share anything about your situation?
Well, we've been married going on 4 years. It'll be 4 years in August. And just things have been weird lately, I'll say. we've had some, like, he's had some losses, and, like, he's lost a few close friends recently, lost his cat recently, and his job was up in the air because the contract was taken over by another company
who
brought in other employees.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of stress.
Right.
Yep.
And so we have a home in two different cities, and so he's been in another city, in that other city, for about a month. And so I've just been like, what is going on? Should I stay in this? Because it doesn't seem like he wants to stay, and it doesn't seem like he wants me to help. Also, he's trying to get me to quit my job.
To do what? To
move?
Quit my job. No. Neither. He just doesn't want me to work where I'm working.
Oh.
Interesting.
Does he have...
it's a lot.
Okay. Is there worries there for him? You know...
Because it has to do with COVID, like I do COVID testing, before a movie set, like one set for a movie.
Sure.
But that's not exciting.
It is.
Something crazy. Yeah.
And it's easy. It's easy, something easy for me to do, which I don't have to really think. It's not stressful for me coming from my past profession. It's just easy money.
Yeah. And
it sounds like
maybe his stress is manifesting something because that's nothing to really worry about.
Do you see any movie stars?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting.
Oh, dear God. Here we go.
I won't ask.
Here we go.
Because you probably can't tell us.
Gossip City,
I
USA.
I can't tell right now.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, this reading is going to be a revelation for you. My goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious sakes alive.
Yeah, first of all, big time, it's stress for him.
Yeah,
and if he doesn't find a way to channel it. Now, are you in the medical field yourself as a nurse or are you an aide?
No, none of that. I have an IT background.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well,
so, I'm totally out of my field.
Truly. If he allows the stress to manifest even more, he's going to get stress disease, which can bring ulcers, heart issues.
No, it kills people.
It can kill
people. Kill a lot of, you know, they don't actually make a death certificate, die from stress, but it manifests itself to physical ailments that kill people.
There is one friend.
That's true.
This male friend that he was really close to, that he grieves over. Now, this person didn't die, right? Didn't they just move away or did they die? you know, you had said that he's lost some, were there people he
no,
worked
No, they died.
With? Oh, he died.
They died.
Well, the grief there is huge. See that right there, nine of spades?
I see
huge.
It. I see it.
Yeah. And as for you, get this. Deep down, he's worried he's going to lose you to one of those celebrities or anybody. It's like he'd like to keep you home in a vine-covered cottage and have you never be out in public because
That's
every
right.
man in the world is after you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's
yep.
convinced of that. So he's starting to, like, become distant a little bit.
He better figure something out.
He really should.
For that stress, because that's not healthy for anybody, for
mm-hmm.
any of us, none of us.
He
you got a way to deal with it.
He can start making bad decisions.
Yeah.
He may pick up an addiction.
Go down a wormhole, go down the rabbit hole that you can't
yeah.
get out of, you know. Yep.
And that's what I see for him. Maybe he's the one that needs to get a new job. Because he seems to just live in it's like a bubble of stress.
Kind of, some therapy of some type.
Yeah.
But people aren't.
Is he open to those types of things, like therapy?
I've told him that we need to, that I've asked him to go to therapy. He's not open.
Yeah,
we tried going to a couples therapy when we first got married, and he kind of, and we did start going, and then in the middle, he just stopped.
You know, the thing is, he doesn't feel that he's really worthy of you. And even though it may seem like he's pushing you away in some ways, I just think that everything is caving in on him.
Yeah, need some help.
Yeah, where just to sit and have a nice casual conversation or to say be intimate with you, he's like so used to working at a fever pitch that he'd kind of be like, come on, hurry this up, hurry it up. And that's why I'm saying he's got to put that in check. And I don't think you should quit your job. I mean, gosh.
No.
You got to be doing something.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, that's just.
And it sounds so fun.
It sounds like stress is manifesting like, some paranoia.
Hello, Brad Pitt. Oh, you're dating.
Get that fishing line out of the water, Deb. I'm not going to tell you.
I dream about Brad.
She ain't going to tell you.
He doesn't know it, but he wants me. Yeah.
You don't have an NTK, baby. You don't need to know.
Well, I'm meaning here, there is great love between the two of you. And everybody out there, come on now. You'll all admit this. Let's all nod that marriage starts out so blissfully happy, and you know,
damn well better. Are you really screwed up?
Yeah,
you know.
And there's so much
honeymoon phase,
passion, and all that.
Yeah, it's all
and
the
now
honeymoon.
You're like about four years in, you know,
or
and
longer depends, you know. Yeah,
you see some of the bad habits, and
it's like, oh, this actually is a real person, not a dream
come true. And I really feel the two of you have a lot. That's why in your email that I responded to, I said, yes, there's a lot here to fight for, but he's got to learn to give a little too.
Give a little.
You know, that's important. But you actually have very good cards, Tabitha, and I want you to know you'll never be alone. If this man is foolish enough to lose you.
And men have known to been fools before.
Yeah, they have.
Well, I do know that card.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it'll be easy for me to find somebody else, even though I don't want to move.
You don't
but
want
I know
to.
That if something happens, I will find
well,
somebody
yeah.
else.
I've never had an
issue finding suitors.
Good.
Yeah, because you're a beautiful, hot lady, and he knows that.
And you should not be on a level of desperation, because then you make bad decisions, too.
Yeah.
So, right.
So
yeah.
I have lots of hope for the two of you. If he can just slow down and process emotions.
Some people can't.
Well, I'm going to hope for him.
Well, yeah, well, you have to hope, and you have to point somebody. You have to lead the horse to the water and hope they drink. That's all you can do.
Loss is really hard for him. Did he replace the kitty?
Well, that's recent. That just happened last weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that is, especially when you've already are having
yeah.
issues, that's just like another nail in your, that just
it,
feels like, oh,
is.
The world's against me and my best friend's gone.
And I lost my yep. kitty cat too.
My child, my best friend gone. Yep.
So,
our pet lovers.
Yes, and sometimes the best healing for that wound is to replace it. You know,
when the time's right.
Yeah.
It all depends on the person.
all in all, I do want to get to our last young lady.
Our last young lady, and we may be able to send some of the Facebook patient Facebook folks overseas.
Tabitha, don't be a stranger. This is a really interesting situation you're in that I just know a lot of people can relate to.
Oh, yeah, especially nowadays, the last few years.
He's only wanting you to quit your job because he wants to put you kind of in a state of, what would it be? I don't want to say suspended animation.
It's a place where he feels comfortable. He's like, well, if she quit her job and just stays at home, that's one thing I have to worry about is probably what he's
that
saying.
Is what it is.
That's one less thing
and
off
that's
my
plate
to worry about.
Yeah,
because
I do
before,
too.
I wasn't working for the past 3 years, and so this job is new.
There you go.
He's used to me being home.
And remind him that those handsome, charming movie stars don't, you know, give you the pause for a second. Yeah, you got the best man in the world right there with. They need a lot of that stroking.
Or you could be honest.
Say
you got to say they're movie stars. They don't go after people sticking swabs up their nose.
Tell them. I got to swab Denzel Washington.
I'm jamming a swab before up their nose is tickling their brain. They don't want to go out with me.
It's true. But, you know, that's all it is. He's worried he's going to lose you. So.
True that.
It's important, though, to have trust in each other. And I can tell you trust him very much.
Yeah.
He needs to return that. So please call us again. This is really interesting. And I have high hopes for a good outcome for the two of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Glad to hear from you, and please keep on calling.
And tell Brad hi for me, would you, please?
Okay.
All right, take care.
Bye for now.
What a fantastic job, poking the noses of celebrities.
Yeah, and some of those celebrities got some big noses, and some of them have reconstructed noses.
Yeah.
And here you are jamming this freaking broomstick-sized Q-tip up your schnoz. All righty then.
All right.
Let's keep on. Let's go on. This is our last caller, but not necessarily our last of anything.
Yeah.
There's a little bit less than 8 minutes left in the show, but if we go into a couple things, we will extend these shows as needed. So, last, but not really last.
But
right now, Danielle, I should say at last is a Danielle. Welcome, Danielle, Erico, Davis, Texas.
Hello. Oh, I've missed
36,000
I know,
years.
I missed y'all guys. How've y'all been?
We've been, great.
We've been,
Jim,
doing what we're doing.
Jim had his leg cut open for a knee replacement, so he's on the mend.
Chop, brand new knee.
Yes, lots of good drugs. So he's a happy boy.
I am sitting there relaxing on my hammock on the opiate farm.
Yeah.
Well,
all right, go ahead. Yes. Did we lose her?
Let me catch y'all up. I messaged you the other day. I don't know if you got it. I was just saying I missed y'all guys, and I've just been so busy here in Amarillo working. At the news station, and so I was just, you know, I like to do my checkup, see what's going on within the car during the week, like if anything, you know, like if anything's alarming or if I need to be aware of anything, I just like to know what's going on.
I've got to tell you, I am so proud of you. That took guts to pick up and take a job in another city, get your own apartment. You know, learn how to motor around the town. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So congratulations on,
you
are a productive member of society now.
Yep, you're in now. You jumped in the pool. Now you got to stay afloat.
Now tell us, do you like your coworkers? Are you getting along well?
Yes, I'm enjoying it. I like it, you know. It's a pretty good group. We're all learning together because there's so many changes going on in the newsroom. So we're all kind of like learning all together. So it's pretty good. But it's been a good transition from training to actual. I'm able to like go to different events and like record, do camera work, and like go back and do like a story and report on it. So okay, I'm enjoying good. It. It's something, it's like a little adventure every day. Like you go somewhere
yeah.
new every day. And
are you on the air?
No, I'm not on the air right now. Right now I'm just writing digital stories. And then
okay.
I work with anchors and I write the scripts for them. And I like
oh.
go and get like local coverage for them.
I envy you, honey. It sounds really exciting to me.
Yes, it's exciting. It's
any romantic? Yeah. Any romantic opportunities?
No, not here in Amarillo. I'm, you know, the guy Casey I told y'all about, like me and him
yeah.
are still, you know, we're in contact and everything. And so it's just been pretty good. So everything's going pretty good, I feel like.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Nothing
you
crazy.
Know?
No more crazy stories of the person we don't say, the name
okay.
we don't speak of.
I feel like I'm watching Harry Potter movie. What? The name we shall not, he whose name we shall not mention.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. And you know what? Words, including names, have energy. And
pure energy.
A lot of times, pure energy, yeah. A lot of times if we say the word out loud or the name, it won't be long before we start seeing, hearing from them. Okay, it's almost like we shot an airplane, like a paper airplane, right over to them.
Oh,
when
the first
right.
shot an airplane, I got worried. I was like, well,
oh, yeah.
what are we doing shooting down airplanes? Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Let's get worried here. It's like, we are not terrorists.
No, it looks like. You've either met her, you're going to, but there's a great female friend for you there. Have you met somebody that you're kind of close to as a good friend?
There's a few co-workers, like we're all in that position together. There's about four of us, and I would say there's one girl that she's kind of like, because she was in a camera girl. She was doing digital. And now she's in video journalist, and so she's been helping me a lot, and because she's been there longer, so I'm always visiting with her, and we're always able to kind of learn the system together.
She really likes you, and eventually she's going to move on to another job somewhere else, and don't be surprised if you end up taking her spot. Seriously, that's right here. Did I lose you?
She's here.
No, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah, but she's on her way to go elsewhere, just so
okay.
you know. So learn from her. It's good. She's been put on your path. She showed up, and a lot of it is for her to guide you into being
yes.
more excellent. And I'm telling you there, girly girl, you're going to end up at a big, you are going to be on the air at a big station, and I feel it's going to be more in the way of television, like cable news, something like that, than radio, but you've got a running start, and this is good. Also, I want you to know they miss you at the other station back home.
Yes, I know. My other boss, Allie, she texted me. She's like, we miss you, but she says she's so proud of me, and she's, you know, just wishing the best.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, not everybody can go out in the world and do what you're doing. So I see nothing but support around you. And I do feel that you're going to meet a really nice guy. Do you ever go out? I mean, do you guys socialize at all?
We kind of been doing like every Friday. Every Friday we go out, you know, go do something fun with the coworkers. So I'm learning. But, you know, so
yeah.
sometimes, and then I, of course, I'm not too far from my town, my hometown, so I always go back. I always go back every weekend, and I go hang out with my mom
there
and
you
my
go. There you
family,
go.
And
sure.
yes,
go see all my
buddies. I do want you to know, you are eventually going to meet a really great guy, say, at Armadillo. Where are you?
She's in Amarillo.
Amarillo. I thought it was
Oh, yes, anytime you'll have to visit me.
You have to visit her if she wants to.
Well, I will be in Texas for 2 months coming up. I was telling your mother. I'll be leaving on the 24th of June. And I'm not coming back till the 20th. Now, one of the times I'll be staying at Fort Hood. And it's I guess that place is like its own city from what I've seen on the map. And then the other place is, I call it the Dust Bowl, Midland, out in the middle of nowhere.
So you'll be in Midland. And then where's Fort Hood? Is that El Paso?
I don't know.
We thought you would know.
Yeah.
Being a Texan.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sounds familiar, but
we can try to work up something.
Google Maps.
Yes,
well, if you're not,
I'll have to visit you. Me and my mom will go see you somewhere.
She said that too.
Yeah, she said that too. She said that too. There's a certain point, and if nothing else, you can meet in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, we could do that
if it's really weird.
Yes,
yep.
Of course.
And
so that would be.
I'm
dying. That would be so great.
I am dying for a really good margarita.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yes. So
margarita.
For sure.
Some good Tex-Mex there.
Yes,
oh,
when
yeah.
I was in
yep.
the Army a million years ago, I was stationed at Fort
Sam
Houston. And the Riverwalk and all. I love Texas. Oh, it's
yes,
an amazing
yes.
place. Yes, it is. So, yeah, you stay in touch. And that, and when I get there, I will definitely let you guys know. All right?
All
so,
right.
Well, honey, you
well,
keep
I'm so glad
doing,
I was able to talk to y'all. I miss
I'm
y'all. I hope
too.
You have a great week.
Thank you, and you too, and just keep doing the fabulous job that you are doing. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Take care,
bye.
Honey. Bye.
Take
love
care.
You.
Love
okay,
y'all.
We certainly will. Okay. Aw.
Well, that was cool. We had
yeah.
both. We had both of the
you know,
mother-daughter combo tonight.
Known her so long before we met her mother on the show.
I believe so.
That you know that I feel like my daughter's gone to somewhere else. Did you know she was calling?
Yeah, I told the folks.
All right. I got it. Hello, Terry Sue. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Come on a minute.
All right.
I can hear you now.
All right. Well, look at you, and it's late there.
Yes, indeed. It is.
It's
Wednesday there.
You are doing so fantastic.
Fantastico.
This lovely lady has lost a ton of weight working her program, and that couldn't have been easy. Oh, my gosh, all that junk food. I love that stuff. You know, it's hard to cut crap out of your diet.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what brings you to the show this evening?
I was wondering if I could have a general, please.
And I think you can.
Of course you can.
Yes. How's everything?
It's been off. And I'm funeral today.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Did they
yeah.
let
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, she told us. And I didn't have to realize it.
I had to find out myself.
So you weren't invited?
No.
You know,
yeah,
I don't understand families sometimes.
Yeah, they call themselves family, but then they don't act like it. But, you know, yeah, we know how that goes. We know how that goes. But you know, that's the way the world's been forever.
And
you
know what?
You know?
Your grandmother is close to you, where funerals are really for the living.
They are. They are.
But your grandma could not be any closer to you
yeah.
than she already is.
They are for
is.
The living. The dead is
that woman
gone.
Loved you unconditionally. We've looked at her before
mm-hmm.
in your readings. And she always fought for your cause. You, we know she's got a personal situation here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That if she shared it, that's one thing. But I'm not going.
Sure, and we've extended the show, so we don't want to get too.
Yeah.
We don't want to dig down too deep anyway, so we can maybe get some other folks in.
I want you to prepare yourself. You're
okay.
going to get very angry with all of them. Something's come to pass. Do you expect that already? If you have a piece to speak, speak it. You're a member. What have you done?
I've already said what I've had to say.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's good.
And I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, that's important to do. You can't keep that buried inside.
You can't. It'll
just fester and piss you off and you'll explode.
They had no right to cut you out.
Of course not.
The way they did.
Of course not. No.
Mm-mm.
No, absolutely not. Nobody does.
So now I'm going to work with you. We're going to figure out a plan. I have not meant to just ignore you. I'm not ignoring you. I had a really, really bad migraine one day. And the timing, I feel it's timing. That is,
yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to say I will be in touch and we will work up a really nice addition for you and your mother, please, if she'd like to help you. Because, you know, I'm going, here's for everybody. I am going to be teaching my method I'm building online, a personal prophecy university that will take you from like kindergarten all the way up to having, say, a master's degree, where I can credential you and you will be able to go out, hang a shingle, and do this for clients. Be a professional practitioner. Or people can take a little bit and just play around with it for themselves. They will face a lot of obstacles, emotional roadblocks, things like that, where your work with meditation is going to help them to overcome that.
Yeah.
So, and to relax. And I think it'll be terrific. So as far as your general reading, I still think there's going to be more words said between you and that family. They're very defensive. You know, I think they were very afraid that you might get the entire, what would you call it? Not that there was one, like the entire empire, you know, of whatever. And I don't think there even was one. But they, no, they just wanted you shunned. You know, that kind of karma is going to come right back and bite them right in the butt. Right in the butt. You, though, are going to go forward. I see lots of good opportunities. I think you're going to travel, you know, and why not dream big? What are you going to lose if you dream big?
Right. Yeah, as long as you don't, like, sell your, do, you know, do crazy stuff to dream, But if you just dream, then you dream and you move forward with it.
I see you coming on over across the pond for a nice visit here in the States. We'd love that. That'd be awesome.
New York.
New, that's your, where you want to go?
The big
You know, I got to tell you, it's on my bucket list as well.
You've been there?
I've never been to New, I was there for one day.
Oh, okay, well, you've been there. Just
but I'd really like to, you know, I don't know, I'd like to go there too. So I believe that's going to happen for you. I believe that in the future coming, I think it's about 3 years out, you're going to run your own business. I feel it's a metaphysical oriented business. It will be very good for you. And how's your husband? Is he on the mend?
He's okay. Right at the moment.
Yeah, I see
that's
that.
Cool.
I think he's going to continue to be on an upswing with his health. So a lot of it, though, is his own, you know, his own mental state. And a lot of healing we can make happen ourselves.
Yeah, that goes for a lot of us. Yeah.
So I am thrilled that you were able to call in.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I'm going to love putting together this project with you. So don't be nervous. It's going to be great.
Don't be shy.
Okay. And I hope you get some sleep.
Yeah, I'm off now.
Yep, it is time.
Off to night-night.
Time to go night-night.
Well, we love you guys to death, so take care. And please come in this weekend and join us.
If not sooner, we do lots of shows.
And I still, remind me about your show. I mean to come and see what you're doing and be a part of it. But we are going to be giving away prizes this week.
Yeah, not physical prizes, like no Porsches or Lamborghinis or anything like that. Nah.
I apologize on that one.
Well, all right, take care. Give your husband a nice big squeeze.
Okay.
All right, honey, take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right. She's another one we met.
Guess who popped in that we haven't seen for a long time?
I have no
idea. Louise from the UK.
Louise.
Yeah, she said she took a long break from social media, worked on herself, and worked on her life to create happiness and et cetera. Anyway, right now, this shall be the last. Whoever messengers us next to Deborah Lee, you shall be our last caller.
Good to have you with us, Louise.
Yeah, I had to actually ask, is this Louise from the UK? Because it's been that long.
It's late for you, too.
Well, it's late and it's been a long time.
We feel very honored when you folks from over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anybody that's down, kicking downstream of the time zone, let's stay in a place on a weekday when you have to work, we understand.
We even get them from Australia. That's a whole new day there.
We do, and we've looked on our Blog Talk Radio, which we are broadcasting on, and they're all over the place. We got Japan, Bulgaria have listened to us. I mean, all sorts of countries.
Yeah.
Germany. Europe's big.
Yeah.
But we've even seen Japan, and we've had folks from, like you said, messenger us from Australia.
Yeah.
Yep. So give a couple more minutes for you folks if you want to messenger us. It's Deborah Lee. And I should probably, if somebody's not listening and just looking, yes, I should do that. I usually type it in. That's when I get the quickest response. There's a few folks. I think some of our folks had to go in that night. We understand.
Oh, and absolutely.
We understand. Yeah, it's a weekday. I mean, I got to work. I don't know how that goes.
Yeah, but while he's recovering from his, he had an extensive knee replacement. He's working, laying down. Computer on a pillow.
Yeah.
His favorite TV show on the TV.
Yeah, I have to get up. I don't really want to run the cords and stuff, so I work on as long as I can. When the battery gets low, then I make myself sit in a desk for a while. Yeah, it's a recovery thing.
I think everybody's done.
No. All right. Oh, actually, I am a bad boy. If you can't messenger us, type your question in now.
That's what he meant.
Yeah, I meant messenger us because that's our preferred method because one-on-one live is quicker. But if you can't do either right now, type it
in.
I think Allie.
You got it.
Type away, and there's a 20 to 30 second delay.
Gotcha.
And then she shall be our last.
But she will not be the least.
No, absolutely not.
We'll be back again this week. We enjoy these, you know, midweek.
Yeah, Mike, he likes us a lot.
Does he?
They're from the UK.
Love you guys. Thanks so much. Well, thank you. We feel honored that you folks will join us so late where you are.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed.
And Mike, you should join us on the weekend because you could win a reading.
Well, he's...
And then I'll call you.
He's doing like at least seven... I'm thinking like seven straight shows. I'm just throwing a number out there. It's been a lot.
I'm thrilled that he enjoys
that. Yeah, especially, you know,
yes.
The fact that you got to fight the Sandman, the sleep bug.
Ooh, okay.
Allie. I'm going to ask her because she's been here for a while. I wanted to know. Real quick. It's easier for me to, I know it sounds stupid that I'm typing, but there's a delay here. If I type, it's like, bam.
You're a fast typer, though.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Yeah, I remember.
He's not hunting and pecking.
Look where we grew up, our age. We're talking, what, 1980-ish? Took a typing class in school.
You didn't do it on those old, the old manuals.
That's what I had at home.
Oh, my God.
That's what I had at home. And then when I took the class, hang on a second.
All right.
Allie would like a general reading.
And I want to include Louise. She showed up.
And we got you, Louise. We'll give you a love reading next. The next two readings are done. While you do the cards, yes, my mom had one of those old with the ribbons, and it was in a little suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
And when you push the one down, it went down like 2 inches.
Yeah, and you needed to have muscle power.
And I had done that for like 2-3 years. Then I took a typing class in school, and it was electric typewriter. And they were like this keyboard. And I went, brrr, all the keys went nuts because I never used electric typewriter before. I used to be able, you could actually put your fingers on those old typewriters hard, and they wouldn't move. I sat down on that electric typewriter and went, brrr, and all the keys went and jammed.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was back in the day.
And if any of you know what a manual typewriter is, it probably means you're in our generation.
Yeah, I mean, you had to push, the key would go down, and the thing with the arm would come up all the way up as you push
the key
down.
Sometimes they'd all get bunched up together.
Yeah, and if you got too quick, they'd go like, boop, they meet and jam.
Well, for Allie, now I got to make this brief. Next time, let's get you in sooner. And
yeah, it's
could
not her
call.
Fault. She was here from the beginning.
Become my friend if you're not one yet.
Right, yeah, for Deborah Lee.
Friend me, and
then
you could just make an audio call.
I recognize her face, but I didn't want to – I saw her picture. It's Allison from England. Sorry, the UK. I didn't give her the shout-out because she's like
using
the Allie Mills. But, yes, UK, another UK person.
And you are coming into a period. I think it's about 3 months long. So it would start, well, I'm fearing 1st of June. So June, July, August. Imagine that you are holding a magic wand, and I want you to start, what do you do with the mat? You're making wishes.
Casting spells. It all depends on what you say. Usually,
no, I don't want her casting spells, but I want her to be, you know, if you had a magic wand, what would you want to make happen for you with that wand? And I want you to do it because you have a great opportunity here to pursue a path that's going to, okay, that will lead you toward running your own business coming up.
Business.
And it'll be very, very good, very profitable. You have, let's see, lots of people here, which usually means that you're expanding your social circle and doing more networking, getting yourself out there more, which is very good, making contacts. General readings are going to be general. So next time, ask a more specific question, and you'll get a more specific response.
Sure, I think she's okay with that. You're right.
Love seems to be kind of iffy for you in some ways. There's a guy here who misses you desperately and wants to contact you by phone or by, it could be text, could be email. It's a form of communication.
A lot more available nowadays.
Yeah, and he would like to let you know how bad he feels. I'm not necessarily seeing this as an apology. I'm seeing this as a guy who feels bad and misses you. Okay, and you got a new one that's going to come into your life, a new love interest. Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
And have fun. Make it a summer romance. Don't expect more than that, though.
Just take it for what it's worth.
That's it. Thank you, Jim. That's it. And great things coming in your in terms of work and your future. Like I said, I see you running your own business.
Mm, there you go.
So, Allison, you take care and join us again.
And she was here from the start.
She's
been here for like the whole show.
I know.
We thank you for your patience. So is Mike. All right. Got a bed. Just under 13 minutes, so we will go to Louise.
All right,
we have not talked to you for a billion years. She would like a love reading.
All right. Well, it's going to be brief, of course, because we got to get off the air here. We just didn't want to just...
Real quick, Allison, want to know which ex, my ex-husband or ex-partner? I don't know what you were talking about, ex. I didn't hear that. I was busy doing stuff.
I feel it's ex-partner.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. There
feels really bad.
She's leaning toward that. All right. All right. Well, thank you very much, Allison, who has incredible patience.
Yes.
We
thanks.
Appreciate
well,
that.
Well, I hope you enjoy waiting.
Yep. Why, Allison?
By listening and
Mike's
watching.
Mike's been here for a while. I mean, we got a lot. The UK folks are very, very good fan base.
Mike said something. What did he say?
He says, we love you in England.
Well, thank you. I need to come there. That is on my bucket list. Most definitely.
Her bucket list
is huge.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like there's no bucket on earth that you can move. It's that big. But some of the things don't need to be in there either.
I did one thing. We went, it took an RV trip cross country.
We did.
And I'm not going to do that again.
I enjoyed it from being the driver's standpoint. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, but it just...
And I lived...
Shimmied and shook.
I lived out in the country and rustic and taking those little tiny little showers, you know. I was okay with it. But, yeah, it was terrible for our dogs and her. All right, anyway, back to Louise.
You are in a period of growth for yourself emotionally that I feel anyone that is with you as a partner needs to stay on their toes. Because they're going to lose you. I want to say you're high maintenance, but that is not an insult. There's nothing wrong with being high maintenance.
Yeah, there's probably a better phrase.
Like?
I don't know what you're saying.
You know your worth.
You deserve to be coveted.
Yes. And there's another man that's coming. He's at a great distance under sure to come true. So this is when something appears here. It is for sure. It'll eventually happen one way or the other.
You mean that for sure to come true means it's for sure?
Yeah, it's for sure. In 30 years, I've yet to see something that was, perceived here not happen. This is you making a huge change in your life pertaining to this man who lives at a distance. And that could easily be another country.
Hmm.
So, who's with you now? Put him on notice. Hey, better be good to me. Like, who's that one that sings that song, Black Lady, Great Legs? Better be good to me. Tina Turner sings that song.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, she had somebody that was not good to her.
Because, yeah, he was a bad boy. I do feel, though, if you were to say, Deb, I'm going to choke you if you don't tell me what is ultimately going to happen, I would say you're going to be with somebody else. And he's a good man that's coming.
What a man.
So, but I would want to give this one that you are, you know, connected with now, I'd want to give him the chance to, like, straighten up, step up.
True that.
Give you more of what you need. And with that note.
She thanked us, and you're welcome.
I'm going to have to tell you all, go night-night.
Yeah, we got to wrap. We got to throw a wrap on this.
Yeah, if you're over across the pond, it's very late, and you should go night-night now.
It is late indeed. She said we split, whatever Louise said about
said. Try not to go back, Louise. Try not to go back.
Would
okay?
that be a step backwards?
Yes.
Okay.
And the things that were wrong in that relationship are only going to surface again. But you watch and see, new man coming. And I like him very much. I like him very much.